First unheard message.
Hey, okay, so, oh my gosh, I feel so materialistic confessing this, but my boyfriend is going to propose to me, and I know because I was looking through his stock and I found a ring, but the ring is so hideous. Like, I could never wear that ring. Like, I would never go out in public with that ring. It's like a marquee cut. Oh, it's everything. Like, it's like what my mom would wear or something. I just know. It's not me. And so now I don't know what to do because I do want to marry him, and he is the guy for me. And it's like, you know, guys aren't good at picking out jewelry. So it's like, I don't think it means that we're not meant to be together, but how do I get a different ring?
Next message.
Okay, so I know that my boyfriend's best friend has a crush on me, and I don't know what to do about it. Like, they don't, like, they're not noticing it, or they don't know that I know, but, like, it's weird, and I don't know if I'm doing anything to make it happen, and I feel like I have to tell somebody, but it's so weird, and it's so obvious all the time, and I don't know what to do about it.
Next message.
A little background. My brother is in the Army. He's over there right now, serving for us. I love him and all that, but, like, one night, I just wore part of his uniform. I was wearing his fatigue pants out to the bar. Didn't think anything of it. Started hitting it off of this girl, right? She thinks I'm in the Army as well. She's really into that. I just keep going with it. I just, you know, I keep rolling with it. I bring her home. She keeps asking about the Army, and she's so into it. And she's like, oh, you're such a man. You're in the Army. You serve for our country, stuff like that. And I was just like, yeah. And I just kept going with it. And I just feel bad because I'm not the one serving for my country. My brother's over there serving, and I'm just over here using it to get laid. And I feel bad because I don't deserve what I got.
End of messages.